Sean, come on. Explain to us what you're doing here today.
Getting baptized, hopefully.
Yes, absolutely.
Okay, I usually don't mind public speaking, but this is public speaking about like emotion, so bear with. Okay, for those of you that don't know, I'm Sean Waller. For me, Christianity has always been a part of my life. I've been part of this church since I was born, and I've had both the pleasure of being part of and now helping lead some of the kids' work. I was always a but why kind of child, and whenever I had questions or arguments, normally at the most inconvenient of times, there have been people there to argue with and patiently talk things through with, and for that I am so grateful. However, it means that I miss out on a bit of a dramatic baptism story because I can't really pick a specific time things changed for me and I became a Christian. It's been years of learning and testing to get here. However, God is gracious and knows that I can be a bit of a drama queen, and I needed a little bit of a boom moment to really understand who he is and how amazing he is. For me, that was Momentum about 4 years ago. So Momentum is a Christian festival in the UK for 20s to 30s. I was really keen to go because thousands of Christians my age who are normal, cool people seemed like a bit of a myth. So I dragged my friend Becky along. It all kicked off one evening service. There were thousands of us all learning and worshiping in the meeting tent. And then there was a call for people to come to the front if you wanted prayer. I was desperate to go, but anyone who knows me knows how awkward I find praying out loud and talking to strangers about feelings. So I thought, I've come all the way here, I have to go. So I ended up going to the front of this huge tent of thousands of people, and this lovely lady started praying for me super passionately, and I waited for my moment, and then nothing happened. All I could think was, this is so awkward, I need to leave. And I was about to say thank you and then leave, and then I was like, Sean, you've come all this way, if you're serious about wanting to know God, you need to stay, even if it's really awkward and nothing happens. So then I stayed, and the weirdest thing happened. Where the lovely stranger was touching my back, I suddenly felt it really warm, and it spread across my whole body. And then I felt like I was looking at someone, and it was someone I loved, but I've never felt love like it. It just felt so full, like I felt so full of love that I could burst. Like anything they did, I'd love them, and I'd protect them, and I love them completely no matter what, all of them, the good, the bad, every fibre of their being. It was the most incredible feeling I've ever had. And then I just felt God saying, that's how I feel for you. And I was gone. I was a blubbering wreck. So there I go, back to Becky, who had only been to a quiet, really conservative church a few times. Snotty, sobbing, a mess, explaining that I needed to buy myself a Bible and get reading. The poor girl. I thought then, I want to get baptized, but I still don't feel quite ready. Though I knew I was completely and personally loved by God, I was waiting for that moment when my life would irreversibly change in a second, where I would be best friends with God and have that direct line that I saw Christians when I was younger seem to have. I thought I needed to be the perfect Christian, then I'd get baptized and start my perfect life. How wrong I was. It's taken me a while, but after thinking it through and actually reading through my Bible, long talks with many inspiring people, I've come to realize that's not what baptism is. I'm not the perfect Christian. I make foolish choices willingly. I don't know what God has planned for me, and I definitely don't have a magical hotline to God. But what I do know is that I'm loved by God, and not in a general member of a crowd kind of way. I know God loves me, specifically Sean Waller. I believe that he loves me so much that he died for me and my mistakes, and I want to publicly acknowledge that sacrifice and proclaim that though I won't always do it perfectly, I want to live my life in a way that glorifies that incredible God. I want to live with him guiding my life, putting him at the center, and keep pursuing and building a relationship with him for the rest of my days. Thank you.
Isn't that fantastic? You're not perfect.
I'm not.
Wow, my goodness, that's just shattered many people's. Listen, that's just as well, but we're so proud of you, and I know Mum and Dad are really proud of you and friends. That's a card for you, and in it, there's a scripture which I think is just so appropriate. The words of the Apostle Paul. He says this, I'm confident of this, that he who began a good work in you will complete it until the day of Christ Jesus. He started a work in you many, many years ago, and he continues that work. And this is part of that journey, part of that process, but it's a really important part. And we're believing for God's blessings, God's promises, just to be released to you today as you obediently go through the waters of baptism. And the Lord does love you, and he delights in you. Sean, we're excited and blessed because of you, so thank you. Can I just pray for you? And then, Father, I just want to thank you for Sean. Lord, I thank you for her honesty. I thank you for her openness to you, Lord. And I pray she steps out in faith that you will honor that and that your love will be poured out upon her once again and that she would know the truth, that she belongs to you. And may she know your power and your purposes in the coming days. Amen. Amen. Okay.
Sean, do you confess Jesus Christ as your Lord and Saviour?
Yes, I do.
Do you turn from sin and from all evil?
Yes, I will.
Will you follow Christ and serve him wholeheartedly?
Yes, I will.
Then please join us in the pool. Having heard your testimony and confession of faith, we now baptize you in the name of the Father, of the Son, and of the Holy Spirit.
Lord, thank you so much for Sean. Thank you for her care for you, for her love for you, and for her willingness to follow you, Lord. I just pray that you would be with her every day of her life. We know that you'll be with her. I pray that she would feel your presence and feel the love that you put on her in that moment. I pray at all times she would know that, and that would drive her to be a shining light for you in every situation she finds herself in. We just thank you so much for her, Lord. In Jesus' name we pray. Amen.
Father, we pray that you'll continue to bless Sean in the coming days. Fill her again with your spirit and help her to be a witness to what she's done today, that she might encourage the people who she comes into contact with to know more about you. Amen.